Good morning, sisters and brothers. I want to welcome you on this third Sunday in Advent, the 13th of December in the year 2020, as we come together to worship on the theme of living into the promise. My name is Skylar Rhodes, and I have the blessing of being the pastor at Petaluma United Methodist Church, and I'm overjoyed to be with you today. Let us come together in a spirit of worship as we hear these Advent words and light the candles.
Christ came to bring us salvation and has promised to come again. We prepare to be always ready to welcome him. The third candle glows as a symbol of Christ, our joy. May the joyful promise of his presence, O God, make us rejoice in our hope of salvation. O come, Emmanuel.
The days in which we await the Savior are not so different from those days more than 2 millennia ago, when their world was chaotic and unpredictable, when nothing seemed to be going right. Today, we could look down and see our own chaos and turmoil, or we could live into the promise of God's coming among us in this season. Now is the time to hear laughter from our mouths. Now is the moment to shout for joy. Now is the time to unleash our dreams as we await the certain coming of the child. Come, let us enter into worship with open hearts and spirits. Amen. Our opening hymn is Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus. One of the great hallmarks of our faith tradition is our persistent ability to be intentional about our faith, to walk purposely into the future in prayer and humility. Part of this intentionality is our willingness to be open about our shortcomings and our failings. Let us pause in prayer in this moment to release the truth of our lives. Let us be with God as we confess our sins and our missteps.
Join me in a prayer of confession. God of grace and wonder, we come to you in prayer in this moment to acknowledge our manifold sins and missteps. We try sometimes to keep pretending that it is not real, that we are all fine and okay, when in truth we all fall short of your glory. We have not been an obedient church, Lord. We have turned a blind eye to the poor, and we have not heard the cries of the oppressed. In time of crisis, we confess also, God, that we sometimes succumb to fear rather than rising with you in courage. Forgive us, Holy One. Have mercy on us for the times when we have strayed, and call us, we pray, to a new and vital faithfulness. Hear us, we pray, as we strive to begin anew in this season of hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
God's forgiving grace reaches for us all, even in this moment. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have been forgiven. Alleluia and amen.
I'll be reading from Psalms 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses in Negeb. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves.
Nondalesoni satigumenasame donanrao prosobukono. Vango na kena rongo, ni sabagalesue tale kuchawa na bumbula ni sayoni. Endana vatakira erasa tanra. Sangai kalebu na ndendre enusunra. Kalebu ni sere ene amenda. Erasangai kaya kuera na vimatintu. Sadakava na kalebu kuchawa enabukunra. Sadakava na kalebu kuchawa enabukunda. Ene samarau kina. Munilisu telmai, Jehovah, vikimami savokambumbula taki. Mebaka na uduwai mainamate ni veva. Uira satangi, lako, nisa kabukambura kiboli. Erne serenga, nire satata musuka. Kwa salako yani, katangi boli, sakota maina sori nisila. Ene lesu telmai na marau, nisa kota vatakaya, na nono bausila.
Mary came to Bethlehem.
Our scripture reading this morning is from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations.
Karoni lesoni, sakoto, ina aisea, ono sawundua, dua kina pa, walu, kina tinigandua. Satubi au nelun turanga kuchova, ni salumuti au kuchova, mipunutaka ni ronro binaga vira, erosaya lumulumulumu. Sataleo mai na vivombulai, vira sa ramusu nelonra, mipunutaka ni visireki vira sambumbula, kina visireki vira ratiko ipolin bivisu. Me vunu taka nemba ki vina ki chova, ki ne singa sa ye ki na ne visa so mi ni non te kalou, me vaga vengu ira era satangi. Me suli vi ira era satangi, e sa yoni na isala vaki kukuku, me isa so mi ni nrapsa, ki ne oi wai ni reki, me isa so mi ni tangi, ki ne sulu ni vaga vini vinaka, me isa so mi ni loman bimbi. Karna vaka tukai, na kaundo vua taka ne vala vala ntundonu, ka teko chova, me vado do te kina ko koya karna taratale na vi koro sa ru sa makawa karna bondure tale na kasa vada da ni liu ka bo buia na vi koro lalai vi koro lala sa tu na vi sa na kada ni tamba tamba te bunga tigene tinga tingene walu ni sa yau ku chova ka sa vi na kata na lewandu donu ka sa vata na kasa kautani vaka tawa ntondu donu Kauno silendina na non revoli, e kauno vakapapata ke ira na vea lalati e sengani mundu. E nangai kilai e na vima ntintutani, na non rakawa, kena luvenda e na kena mailio na vima tangali. Uera keve, era raivi ira, era kila ira, ni sa ira na kawa, sa vaka longa tako chova. Au na regite ki chova vaka indina, na elongu, e na regite ki koe na nongu kalou, ni sa vaka sulimeau e ni sulu nimbula. Kepoko itu tubu te kiau, ini tutubi nelu dudonu. Bewa kanda tangan ni sangrai bawati, saya bagi salah teki koe ni salah bawang beti. Kepoko ane leo sangrai bawati, saya bagi iku ku teki koe, ini iku ku tali. Bewa kanda ngele sa tumbura na kenan buroro, kepoko kanda were sa tumbura na kaya etei. Ena bago tumbura baka kina ku koe na turang ku coba, ni bala-bala dudonu, kina bala-bala binaka, Ina matanda na vi matin tu kita nga. Tingu baba kalau tak kalah nak low, na nona bosan dorong ada ini dah.
Welcome, friends. It's a pleasure to be with you today, and I'd like to invite you to pray with me. Holy and wonderful God, as we walk through this season of promise, as we learn what it means to dream dreams and have visions that come not from this world, but from your heart. We ask that you help us to feel your presence. And as we unpack our sacred text today, we ask that our common hearts and the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, God. For you and you alone are our rock and our redeemer. To you and to you alone do we owe our allegiance. Amen. Well, I knew a guy once who bought a house. And this isn't unusual because, friends, most of us rent or buy houses to live in them. We obtain or create space for us to inhabit, right? And if we're fortunate enough to have the resources, then usually this is what folks do. But this guy, This guy just bought the house. He didn't move in. He would drop by occasionally, walk through, check on things, but he never did live there. And this was a cool house. It had a gourmet chef's kitchen, 3 fireplaces, a finished basement game room. It had 5 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms. It had a huge yard with gardens and fruit trees and all this potential for living. And it never materialized. All this promise of a vital and exciting life, and he just never moved into the house. And as far as I know, to this day, this guy owns an empty house. He maintains a space that has no bearing, no grip, no contact with what it was built for. It's a little sad, don't you think? It's like this couple I once knew who got married, and these folks were serious people, and they spent a great deal of time hunched in intensity as they discussed their relationship. This would go on for days and weeks, even months, as they weighed and talked and examined their relationship. And one day, I had a flash of honesty, and I went and visited, and I spoke to them, and I said, "How can you kind of talk about something that doesn't really exist? Why don't you just go out and have a relationship? Go for a walk. Go to a movie. Go shopping. Go do something that together will build the connections you will need to see you through life as a married couple." Well, they couldn't really bring themselves to do that, and they kept talking, and before too long, they weren't together anymore. Like the guy who bought the house and never lived in it, these two never moved into their relationship. They never became a we. Friends, as we stick our toes into the scripture this morning, we have to take a look at these passages as houses, that we need to move into, as relationships we need to occupy. Let me focus, if I can, on the passage from Isaiah 61, 1-4. As we read this, we hear layers of promise into which we are called to live. We hear the prophet's voice, and my friends, it is powerful indeed. Hear this. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to release the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." What's fascinating to me is that these are the very words that Jesus spoke as he stood in the temple that day and read from the scroll. And we can see that story in the 4th chapter of Luke. And then he said, "Today these words are fulfilled in your hearing." You see what happened here? The words of Isaiah repeated by Jesus are the building blocks of a house that has been built for us to occupy. They are the connecting points in a relationship that has been established for us to engage in and build upon. A promise has been uttered, and we are called to live into it. And what, you might want to know, what is that promise? Well, it is the promise, as the scripture says, of the year of the Lord's favor, or another word for it might be the year of Jubilee. The Jubilee is a theme that is threaded throughout the Old and New Testaments. It emerges from the 25th chapter of Leviticus, verse 10, which indicates that every 50 years, we ought to start over. Debts should be canceled, land redistributed, prisoners released, everything taken back to the starting point. Well, you see, the ancients understood human nature very, very well. And they knew that given enough time, we would build a society of injustice and inequity, a reality where 1 in 5 children in our own country are food insecure, a reality where there are more registered gun dealers in our country than there are gas stations, a reality where some people get rich during a pandemic while others become homeless. The Jubilee blows the whistle on this quite literally in the form of the shofar, or the ram's horn, and they would blow on this horn to signify a new beginning. And it's this reality that is described here in Isaiah, and it is the reality Jesus announces that he has come to inhabit, to live into, in the fourth chapter of Luke. And he in turn calls us to live into this Jubilee promise, this hope of a new beginning for us, indeed for the whole world, as we make the commitment to live together in the power of this promise. And I guess all this kind of raises a question, at least it does for me. I'm wondering what houses, what relationships, what powerful piece of this Jubilee is God calling us to live into as individuals, as church community, as a nation. Our faith in God through Christ Jesus is an amazing thing. You know, it literally has the potential, the promise, to transform the world. But the one major requirement is that we have to move into the house. We have to inhabit the relationship. We have to blow the shofar and signal that we're going to start now to create a community, a nation where everyone has enough food, enough school, enough healthcare, enough housing, enough love. And this, I know, it may sound this way, but I promise you, this is not a political slant. That would be too easy, and it would not be accurate. Friends, this house, this relationship, this Jubilee is a significant and key element of the faith we share. Ours is a faith that lives into the promise of God's loving, healing, and restorative presence in the world. Ours is a faith that builds connections and relationships, that makes room for others. And if the house feels overcrowded, why, we build an addition. But let me get back to that question there. Are there empty houses in your life that you really need to move into, that you truly need to inhabit? What are those structures? Are there empty spaces in your family, at work, in your friendships? What would it look like to move in and live into the promise of those spaces? Are there relationships, I wonder, in your life that might get lip service but not the hard work of what it means to actually be in relationship? It could be an old and bruised friendship. Could be difficulties in family. Sometimes the relationships between neighbors and coworkers get difficult, and it's easier to keep our distance, to not engage. But friends, this is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the Jubilee, the time to move into our empty houses and to inhabit relationships that may not be doing so well. This is the moment for us to stand together and insist that our sisters and brothers do not get evicted because they lost their job during a pandemic. Let us join in the growing effort to make sure there is adequate housing and food for all. You see, today is the day when we pledge together to live into the promise of God's amazing abundance, to give our lives to the kind of love that builds up individuals and communities. As we ponder the promise of the child who will be born, as we consider the faith that grew from the life of this child, as we dream together about how we might live into this faith, this promise, let's not ever forget the joy that comes with all this. Let's crane our necks to hear the angels singing in the night sky. Let us pack our bags and head to the stable in Bethlehem, where we will get in line behind the wise ones who come with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But our gifts, friends, are a little different. While we do commit our material wealth to this work, as we make our pledges to the church, we do more. We give our lives as we move into this house of faith. We offer the very substance of who we are as we step into relationship with God through Christ Jesus. And we live into the promise of the prophet Isaiah, the promise of a world that reflects God's abundance in the life of every person, everywhere. Hear the words of Isaiah one more time, but slightly different. Spirit of the Lord God is upon us, because the Lord has anointed us. The Lord has sent us to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners, proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So let us journey to Bethlehem and see, friends. Let us join hands and hearts as we live into the promise of this Christ child. Amen. Would you pray with me? Holy God, we come with joyful hearts this day as we journey to the stable. We come this day bearing the gifts of who we are, the gifts of lives committed, the gifts of fulfilling your promise. God, as we pray this day, may our hearts come close to you. May our lives come close to you. And may we expand our awareness so that we can see others around us who may be in pain. Others around us who may struggle with job, with relationships. Help us, God, to be there for those people. And God, where we ourselves are struggling, we ask for an outpouring of your Spirit. God, there are some among us who are deep in grief, for we have lost ones we love. We ask that you surround each one of us who are grieving with a cloak of comfort, a cape of care. We ask too, God, that you come and seek each one of us who's wrestling with different kinds of life issues. Some of us, God, struggle with our faith, and we ask for you to embrace us in our doubt. Some of us, God, struggle with what it means to wake up in the morning and carry on in the midst of a pandemic. Give those of us who are struggling there the vision to see forward into what comes next. Oh God, in all of it, we really ask for a sense of your presence in everything we do. Help us to see you, to feel you, to walk alongside you, to know of your accompaniment in our lives. We ask this, we pray this, in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Tamaki mami mailo malangi, me varoro taikine dhamuni, me adhamaina nomuni matintu, me dhagana lo mamuni burbura, me pakasa dhaga mailo malangi. Nisile me viki mami nisingongo na kakane rutiki mami, ni mbukoda manda ni nime miradala, me pakaki mami sambukoda, were sa dhagadala viki mami. Nikaku nikotiki mami gine vere, kamuni vambuli ke mami maina dha, nisa nomuni na matinitu, kena kaukaua, kena langilangi, asangani mundu. Amen.
Friends, now we come to a time in our worship together when we return the many blessings God has given us for the work of God's church. We, in our tradition, we seek and call one another to journey to an annual commitment, a pledge, which I know many of you have made. And if you have not made your pledge for 2021, there's still time. You can call the church office and get a pledge form or call the pastor. Anyway, we are grateful for your generosity. You may give by dropping an envelope off at the church, by putting it in the U.S. Post. You can also donate online by getting to our website, www.petalumaumc.org. And also by texting now, which is a new way, and there will be instructions for how to donate by texting on the bulletin accompanying this worship service. Let us enter now into a time of prayer as we contemplate what it means to return our blessings for the work of the church, our blessings so that others might be fed, healed, and comforted in Jesus' name. Let us pray. God, we offer these gifts as a token, as sign and symbol of lives committed to living into your promise. Help us, God, to be faithful. Help us, God, to walk with joy. Help us, God, to treasure one another in all that we do and to extend that treasure to a world beyond where people are lonesome and isolated. In all things, God, we pray that this gift get used to the betterment of your church, to the witness and the word and the ministry we have in common through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hear these words of benediction. May God bless us with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that we may live deep within our hearts. May God bless us with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that we may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless us with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and war, so that we may reach out our hands to comfort them and turn their pain into joy. And may God bless us with enough foolishness to believe that we can make a difference in this world so that we can do what others claim cannot be done. Amen.